up and three bit
more popcorn.
Shut up and
three bit more popcorn.
I know they're doing, or they have talked about, because like the Joaquin Phoenix Joker did so well. They're trying to do like an origin for Mr. Freeze or another villain. I don't know exactly who, but it's going to be like a HBO Max series.
And they wanted to do focus on the police department, like the type of crime.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But I'm trying to think, are you? I would like to see the Penguin, but are you interested in like the police department? Like,
I mean, they kind of did that with Gotham, the TV show on Fox, which, okay, cool. But like, if it's set in the same universe that Robert Pattinson, because they've already come out and said that this isn't the same Earth as Ben Affleck and everybody in the same universe. It's its own deal, which is good. Keep them separate. Don't do what, you know, don't try to be Marvel.
Yeah,
you know, because that ship has already sailed. We already seen how they've organized. It's like, no, stop. But go ahead and just build on what this is. And like, again, we had talked about the Joker. Everybody was, oh, who's going to be the Joker? Who's going to go this and that? They already did it. And they already kind of hinted at the end of the movie with the Riddler talking to a random dude in the Excel, making hints and Easter eggs. So they just said, fuck it, let's just give it to him so they shut the fuck up and we can move on.
Yeah,
which is cool, which is, I have no problem with that. We can have the Joker almost like in a Hannibal Lecter scenario, like, which I think that deleted scene kind of hinted at. He's trying to get some input and the Joker just wants to fuck with him.
Yeah.
And he obviously doesn't have any white skin. He doesn't look like he was dropped in acid. He looks like he got knocked. He looks like he got beat the fuck out. he looks bad.
But he has like that burn patch on his back or of his head.
Yeah, yeah. So there might have been some acid. You never know.
A little bit of acid or something.
Yeah. I mean, not crazy like RoboCop where the dude's coming off like, and gets run over and splat. what's your take on the ending from The Dark Knight Rises? Do you think that actually was real or that was something that Alfred kind of just daydreamed about, that maybe one day he'd see him in the court, you know, at a restaurant? On vacation.
Nah, I think that was real because it was the only way. Well, for him to pretend his passing, it was the only way for him to get out of Gotham and move on with his life.
But to fake his death and kind of end it that way.
But for me, I don't understand why he could just have Batman personal guy and
that group. Didn't they reveal his identity or no? I can't remember.
I don't think they did.
I think he just did it. He revealed himself in a way to Commissioner Gordon.
No, Commissioner Gordon out later on, like, oh, this is Bruce Wayne because of you, of the boy you saved many years ago.
I thought that was cool. I mean, the first, when we first see him, he does, it's that scene of the I Am Vengeance. Did you notice, I should ask you with this first, have you seen the Titans show?
No, I know my girl watches it.
Oh, you haven't seen Titans at all?
Nah.
Oh, bro, you gotta go check it out and see it and come back. Tell me what you think, because I like the guy. There's a guy in that group of like that gang group or whatever, like one that kind of has his half face painted or whatever.
Oh, is a mask?
No. It's like they're like, it's that those guys that have the white, like, who do you think you are? And he goes, I'm vengeance. And he beats the fuck out of him. He's one of those guys, but he's like maybe a recruit or something. And he's kind of like, they're trying to like initiate him, like, hey, rob that fool, or hey, beat that guy up.
He's kind of like
iffy. He's like, I don't know if I want to, but they're gonna kick my ass.
The young guy,
that actor is actually in Titans and he plays Tim Drake.
Oh, that's funny.
So yeah, and he shows up in the latest season of the Titans show, I think it's season 3, where they go into the Red Hood storyline with Robin getting beat Jason Todd being killed by the Joker and all this and other stuff. That doesn't go exactly with the comics. Like, he doesn't get resurrected by Ra's al Ghul, but he gets resurrected in a pit.
Yeah.
So I suggest watching it. And then, of course, I mean, take the first season with a grain of salt, because I think they were trying to, I think they pitched it to be on TNT, but TNT didn't go with it. And so they released it on, before HBO Max, it was called DC Universe. It was like, you paid subscription and it was on that for a while. And then when HBO Max came, they just threw everything there. And now it's, you know, an original show like Doom Patrol.
Yeah.
But it was in the same book. So yeah, I mean, I suggest if you want to check that out, it's, I like it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, but, I think the I did want to see it, but then everyone's like, oh, that first season was atrocious, or whatever.
Yeah,
but I'll give it a try, you know, because I do love Nightwing. That's my favorite DC character. I would like to see him in a film in the future.
Yeah, like I was hoping that whole Ben Affleck, because we see the Robin suit, haha, with the jokes on you deal. So there's a hint at that storyline, but there's nothing else that comes of it. And when I saw the trailer, I was really hoping for something to go like Robin's in Bloodhaven. He doesn't want nothing to do with Ben Affleck, but they never, I mean, I don't know if it's because people thought Batman versus Superman was just such a joke or whatever. I liked it. I mean, if the theatrical cut is always going to be not the best version of what was produced. The ultimate version is probably, if you want to watch it, it's probably the best.
Because I didn't see it in theaters, the original.
Uh-huh.
So I saw it when it came out in the ultimate edition. So I got to see the whole thing instead of the theatrical one.
I think
I did like it.
Yeah, I think that version and then the Zack Snyder cut, as a, you know, those are probably the best versions of those films. I mean, the Joss Whedon one, everybody knows that one was a joke. People didn't like it, too colorful, whatever.
I was like,
yeah.
I don't know what they're doing.
I mean, yeah. And so really hoping for that, like, okay, we get a Nightwing and we get a Red Hood and a Jason Todd. And then maybe that could redeem that franchise and then we keep going. But obviously that ain't the point. That ain't what happened. And so they said, fuck it, let's just go with the Flash. And I think they said they're pushing a lot of these releases back a year. Like the Flash was supposed to come out this year, Aquaman 2 or Black Adam, a bunch of stuff was supposed to come out this year and they pushed it back to next year for whatever reason.
I don't even know why. Are they planning to do something
Batgirl might be doing something where it's like, oh, well, that can't be that piece of information would come out better once this movie's out after it comes, you know, that kind of deal.
So we're only getting Peacemaker.
I mean, Peacemaker was pretty badass. People were shitting on that too. It's like, why are you gonna give John Cena a show? And he fucking now you got motherfuckers doing the dance and shit on TikTok and like people making the helmets on their, you know, their 3D printers. So it's like, don't shit on something before it comes out because you want to be the cool kid in the, you know, at the water cooler. Give it a chance. If it sucks, then then shit on the motherfucker.
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with like the DC fans, because when they said, oh, James Gunn is gonna do the new Suicide Squad movie, everybody was like,
why? they would. He got canned from Marvel because of old tweets that he wrote. Yeah. Like this cancel culture, bro. Like it's ridiculous. And so DC said, fuck it, we're gonna hire him. We see how good he did Guardians. Nobody knew who the fuck Guardians were. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Unless you're a diehard comic book fan, you didn't know who they were. I remember seeing them on the cartoon. I think it was the Avengers.
The only one I knew was Rocket Raccoon because what was it? Street Fighter versus Capcom a few years ago released.
Really? He was one of the characters?
Yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah. And so, the James Gunn deal, and he goes and he does, or they guess they realize, like, oh, well, if we don't hire him back, he's going to be a DC director and this and that. So now he's back doing Guardians 3 and the holiday special that's going to be a Disney Plus.
And that's it for him.
Yeah.
But he's doing more for DC now.
Yeah, he's going to do season 2 of Peacemaker.
And like 3 other stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know he's doing another spinoff. So he's going to focus on one of the Suicide characters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, hopefully, they'll do a Plastic Man movie with the guy who voices in the Sonic movie, the one with the Sonic, Ben Schwartz. If you see him.
Okay, now, yeah, you mean the Sonic movie. I thought you were talking like the video game, one of the
voices. No.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. That dude's funny as fuck.
The guy looks and acts like Plastic Man. And I know he's been trying to get it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that they're both following each other on the Twitter and stuff.
Okay.
I'm hoping they're doing something with that.
That's Plastic Man. That's not. Oh, you ever watch the Batman, the Brave and the Bold?
Yeah, so some episodes.
Was that him in the red and the sunglasses? Like he could be like fantastic. Okay, I'll try and put two together. I think I saw somewhere there might be doing a Ratcatcher 2 spinoff something.
I'll be honest, I'm not really interested in that character.
Yeah, it's kind of like I'd rather see something with Alba's character. Who did he play in Suicide Squad?
Bloodsport.
Or bring Deadshot back. Like I think they were gonna bring him back, but he had some conflicts or he couldn't shoot or something. But I'd love to see his character come back and them do things. I really like the first Suicide Squad was kind of dark and like that whole spooky gothic kind of way, but it wasn't bad to a certain area of point. But the Suicide Squad, the one that Peacemaker and all them are on, that blew everything out the water. That was awesome.
For me, the only thing that pissed me off was killing off Captain Boomerang.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He was a good character in the first movie.
Yeah. I love how they brought him back, but yeah, James Gunn admitted. He's like, nobody's safe. Yeah, I thought Harley Quinn was going to bite it.
Nah, they're not going to kill her. I feel like they're... With her, they're trying to like do like a Deadpool thing, like, you know, have her in a bunch of movies and, you know, like grab, you know, I feel like they're betting their money on her, the character itself. So I don't see her dying yet.
I mean, she sold a lot of baseball bats that said bad girl or some shit on it.
Yeah, I think
everybody dressed like her for Halloween that year, bro.
I think they made a bunch of money with her.
Oh, yeah.
That year, man. The movie had its stuff, but fashion-wise, it had every girl coming in as Harley Quinn.
Every big bitch wanted to be Harley Quinn. We were at a Comic-Con that year. and I swear I could have made a drinking game out of it. Oh, Harley Quinn, take a shot. Oh, Harley Quinn, take a shot. I'd have been fucked up in like 30 minutes.
Yeah, and that, I remember I went, same thing, Comic-Con. It was Deadpool and Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that Adam Sandler movie, the Halloween one, made a joke about it.
Oh, Hubble Halloween?
Yeah.
I gotta watch that one. I haven't seen that one.
It's all right, but yeah, that was a funny joke because it was like the news reporters dressed as Harley Quinn, the weather woman's dressed as Harley Quinn.
All the females are like, I'm Harley Quinn.
It has to be actor, right? Not even voice actor.
No, Batman movies, bro.
Oh, movie.
I mean, voice actor. Trying to think who is the one that did that. I think it's the guy from Supernatural. He voices him, right? In one of the films.
I think so, but the main one is Kevin Conroy.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, it has to be. He actually has to have worn the cowl.
Okay.
In front of, I mean, don't get me wrong, Kevin Conroy.
He did act as Batman
forever. We met him at a Comic-Con. He was such a nice guy. It was It was so cool. He, yeah. Damn. Now I want to include, but no, it has to be actor, bro. It has to be actor.
All right.
I think he's coming back for that Batgirl or the Flash movie, but I think they're gonna kill him off, from what I hear. But
no, what could happen is, because you know it's like the multiverse or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they might like reset the whole DCU.
Yeah.
You
know, the Flash is gonna do some shit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's which gonna suck, because I feel like he had the best Batman and he had the best Superman.
He had the potential to be probably the best of them all, because yeah, like you said, he's a playboy in real life. Like, he was married to Jennifer Garner. Now he's back with J-Lo.
And you have a guy who could direct, write, and act. So they lost a good, great potential.
Yeah.
Anyway, third.
How did you feel about his voice? Like, I know they made a lot of parodies of I talk like this.
I don't know. I think about it, like, it seemed more cornier than.
Yeah.
I like that in the Batfleck, it was like a modulator.
Where it kind of dampened his voice or whatever. Yeah. He's not just a Twilight guy. He was, but he's been in a bunch of other films since then, Independent. And there was one movie I'd heard where he really killed it. He was really good in it. I can't think of it right now, but I want to check it out. And I would, to be honest, the whole Twilight series, it wasn't him that deterred me from watching. For like, oh, I don't want to watch it, because that chick was just like a fish.
Yeah, I was watching the
chick getting banged, and she just like, what the fuck?
The whole time she's like,
I'm a vampire now. And then, that whole, my chick loves those films, so she'll watch them from time, when they're all playing on TV, that's what we're watching, I guess, okay, cool. And it's always around the same time. It's like the last movie where she has a kid, or she's pregnant with the kid, and then, like, a month later, the kid is, 4 years old, what the fuck?
Yeah. It could have been Val Kilmer,
Now Val Kilmer, I don't know if you've seen that his documentary on Amazon, but he was at a Comic-Con here in San Antonio, but it was he was closed off. You know how you walk by, you go, oh, so, you know, someone could snap a picture or whatever. He was kind of guarded off. And then I came to realize he's kind of been not in the tip top of shape. And he's kind of I think he has throat cancer or something. I don't know.
His documentary came out on
Hulu. Yeah. Yeah. And so yeah, if they were to bring him back, it would probably be
like an 80-year-old Batman who
Cartoon Network. Yeah, I think that's something that a lot of things that Star Wars is getting, which is backed by the fans, is because the director and the people behind creating these shows and whatever, they're fans themselves of a lot of stuff, what's his name? The dude from Iron Man. Oh.
Yeah, John Favreau.
And Robert Rodriguez, too. He directed some of the Mandalorian episodes. So it's fans know what the fans want, especially if they're that caliber of a creative, director, producer, whatever.
I have a question, though.
What's up, bro?
You don't think it's... I don't know why Warner Brothers don't do this, which I think it would have been the best thing for them. Why they can't do a Batman TV show with the type of budget they have?
They try to but I think they feel like the Batman character is made for motion picture. Like, if we're going to put this character, it's almost like they don't have a Spider-Man TV show. A lot of the Netflix stuff was Daredevil was kind of not at the top of Captain America was or whatever. But at the same time, a lot of lower known or lower used characters, you have a lot of leeway creatively. You can make Daredevil the most kick-ass character next to the Punisher or whatever. With Batman, it's yeah, we need this dude for the film. We can do a TV show on Alfred. We can do a TV show on his sidekicks, you know, the whole Titans deal. But Batman himself, nah, we're going to leave him, you know, that character for a movie. We got an idea for a movie for him. So
but it's weird because, yeah. Which like, is
weird, too, because they got a Superman show.
Yeah, but it's been like 5 Superman shows.
Oh, that is true. Yeah.
And I heard this one is great, this Superman show.
I heard that too. I haven't seen it, but
the CGI. The CGI looked like it came from a movie.
I heard compared to Cavill, what's his name? Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
This dude playing Superman is probably the best. He plays Superman and Clark Kent to a T.
But I feel bad for Henry because have you seen The Witcher?
Nuh-uh.
The guy's a fan of The Witcher, right? The video games.
Oh, and yeah, okay, I got you now. Yeah.
And he plays the character well.
Really?
Yeah,
no, it's a video game and a book series, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they made the
video game. I've seen the covers at GameStop and stuff like that.
So they made the Netflix shows, and he was a fan before the show and everything, mm-hmm. and he portrays the character very well. And I feel bad because, like, I feel like he could be a great, great Superman. But they're not writing the Superman that should be, you know,
He's the TV show Superman. He's not motion picture Man of Steel, what we're looking for. Even though I really wish the CW, I mean, they did that whole thing where the two Flashes met each other. And that they're kind of cool. Yeah, and so, but like, the CW did their universe so well, and it was TV show. It was episodic, so you didn't see it in like an hour and a half to 2 hours to 3 hours. You saw it grow episode by episode by episode. I'm going the wrong way. Episode by episode, and so there's room to grow and like meet new characters, especially like a lot of these characters that we see on like The Flash. Actually show up in the movie, like I think the Polka Dot Man was one.
Yeah.
And then the guy who played the Polka Dot Man, he played a character on The Flash. Either yeah. King Shark on The Flash was pretty like raw, and then he was on Suicide Squad like hey,
everybody.
But at the same time, that's a character we've never seen on either TV show or silver screen. So it's like it's cool to see that character. And I wish they would have did Killer Croc better. I like how they did Killer Croc in the video games. You remember Arkham Asylum?
Yeah.
I like how they did him there. And then I think, aren't they going to do something with Arkham Asylum in a show or a future sequel?
Yeah. Remember I told you the cop show?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So it has to do with Arkham.
And the Gotham Police. Right.
Yeah. So oh,
okay.
I really don't know what they're trying to do over there.
Yeah, they don't know what the fuck they're doing, bro.
I just hope that they don't mess up, you know.
Yeah, I got you.
Because you have Peacemaker, you have Suicide Squad with James Gunn.
Mm-hmm.
You have this Batman film that was great.
Yeah.
Shazam is coming out this year.
Shazam 2 or Black Adam?
No, Shazam 2.
Okay.
But Black Adam, I think they move it next year.
Yeah, that was one of the ones. I've seen the trailers for that. It looks all right. You get Hawkman and Dr. Fate.
Yeah.
So that's some cool people that I think is Stargirl in it, or am I thinking of Smallville?
No, Stargirl has her own show.
Yeah.
That's crazy because I remember years ago, 2007, they were like, oh, The Rock is going to be Black Adam.
Yeah. He's been trying to be Black Adam or trying to get it rolling for a while.
I wonder why. Out of all the characters.
He's a fan. He's come out and said that he's a fan of that character of the comics. And then, I mean, as a person who he said he came up with $7 in his pocket, and to be at the level he's at now, it's awesome. And it's like, all right, motherfucker, you Black Adam. Don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
You know, because Black Adam is the Shazam. Yeah, like Green Lantern, I wish it didn't suck as bad as it did. But the same, I mean, because Ryan Reynolds, I mean, he has a history of having bad, like Deadpool in Wolverine Origins.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. But he redeemed himself, came back as actual Deadpool.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so maybe they'll do a Green Lantern. I know they showed the actor that did Green Lantern in the Snyder Cut. He released an image of him in the costume. Green Lantern, Green Arrow, a lot of characters that we know have the potential to come back or had the potential for Zack Snyder's universe.
That you're like, that people are expecting, for example, right? The latest WWE game came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was great, especially compared to the last one, right?
Yeah. I mean, I had the one for Switch, and I was pissed off because that lagged like a motherfucker.
I know.
Like, I wanted to keep it. I'm just like, nah, I can't keep this fucking game. As much as I want to play, you know, and then I don't have any other, I just have a Switch, so I'm like, oh, are they going to make the next one the Switch game? That's like, nah, we're done with Switch. Like, well, fuck. Yeah. But
yeah, the game is great, right? It plays great, whatever. But there's still people that find one little thing to cry about, like because all the
graphics use, or something.
No, like all the wrestlers don't use that attire anymore.
Oh, okay.
Little dumb stuff, and I'm like,
yeah,
bro. Like, I get mad because like it's nothing for you to cry about.
It's just a shirt, or it's just a like Rey Mysterio's mask. Cause you don't use it no more.
And you know, and you know these people update the game. You know the studio, or whatever.
Yeah.
So wait on it, like stop crying.
Everybody finds something to bitch about, bro. Like when I started this podcast, part of the segment it was where I would talk about trailers that came out, and people at the time the Sonic trailer came out, and everybody lost their fucking mind because. Yeah. Of the design, to the point where they went back and redid the design, and they pushed the movie back, and the movie came out, and everybody's like, "Oh, now it looks better," or for whatever reason, I think it's his teeth or some shit. Oh, and then now look at it; it's got a sequel coming up with Jim Carrey, who I always thought didn't like doing sequels. He didn't do sequels. I mean, he barely did Dumb and Dumber 2.
And I thought he was like. Becoming serious, you know, like you don't want to look goofy anymore.
But I mean, I haven't seen the Sonic one in full, but the parts that I did see, he was, you know, he was entertaining, and I like how they're going back to the like the actual okay. He went to the Sonic world and he came back and now he's bald and this and that. You know, I like how they kind of brought it back to because I think in the film he had hair and this and other stuff, and then Knuckles. I remember as a kid growing up thinking Knuckles was always a bad guy, but he was just a misinformed bad guy that became friends late in the game. So, but yeah, man, shit, that's a lot of.
You know that studio that rebuilt the CGI, they shut down.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of what happened, or just budgets and stuff, or COVID?
I think it was. I don't know why. I didn't, but they shut down, and it's kind of upsetting because, like,
They made that motherfucker look a lot better than he did.
yeah. They made it better. Everybody loves the film now. They consider it the best game turned to movie film.
But yeah, that's what I was getting to. It was like everybody bitches and complains.